This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. It's the day after yet another night in which U.S. protesters clashed with police in cities from coast to coast. The protests stem from anger over the death a week ago of George Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American who was pinned face down on a Minneapolis street by a white policeman, Derek Chauvin, who held a knee on Floyd's neck for 8 minutes, even as Floyd said he could not breathe. Chauvin has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter in the case. Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, Detroit, and Philadelphia are among nearly 40 cities that imposed orders banning marchers from the streets after dark on Sunday. The governors of Texas and Virginia have imposed states of emergency. In many cities, peaceful protests by thousands of people turned into unrest as police holding shields and batons sought to push back lines of demonstrators. In some cases, police launched tear gas into the crowds, while some people set fires and smashed storefronts. There were also reports in many cities of police injuring journalists who were covering the protests. U.S. President Donald Trump has lambasted the nation's governors as weak. On Monday, in a video conference, he demanded they crack down on protesters and arrest them after 6 nights of chaotic demonstrations in dozens of American cities. He told the governors they have to get much tougher with demonstrators. Most of you are weak, Trump told the governors. You've got to arrest people. You have to track people. You have to put them in jail for 10 years, and you'll never see this stuff again. One of the protests unfolded just across the street from the White House in Washington, D.C., where Trump has his residence. You can follow this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Well, the United States grapples with widespread protests. The coronavirus pandemic continues worldwide. The International Rescue Committee says COVID-19 infections in Afghanistan rose by nearly 700% in May. The committee said Afghanistan's extremely low testing capacity resulted in many suspected cases going untested and undetected. The IRC said millions of Afghans were already facing food insecurity after decades of conflict, and now the economic strain of the COVID pandemic leaves Afghanistan on the brink of a humanitarian disaster. Russia reported 9,035 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. Only the United States and Brazil have had more cases than Russia. South African schools were scheduled to open Monday. Those plans were canceled at the last minute. The health ministry had received pushback from teacher unions, school staff, and governing boards about the opening date. South Africa's president said on Twitter that there's a need for transparency about the level of preparedness of the schools. The White House announced Sunday it has delivered 2 million doses of hydroxychloroquine, or HCQ, to Brazil to help the South African country in its fight against the coronavirus. HCQ is a widely used malaria drug. U.S. President Donald Trump, in a controversial move, has ignored his public health advisors and has pushed for the use of the drug in the fight against the coronavirus, even though there's no hard evidence that the drug is effective against COVID-19. Trump recently announced that he has taken a round of HCQ, even though he says he does not have the virus. The Prime Minister of Armenia has tested positive for the coronavirus. He told Public Radio of Armenia that he and his family have tested positive, but all are asymptomatic. Across 90,000 mosques across Saudi Arabia have opened for the first time in more than 2 months. That took place on Sunday. Some restrictions, however, remain in place. And U.S. officials are expecting a rise in the number of infections following widespread anti-racism protests across the country. The World Health Organization has confirmed on Monday a second outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo, just as an initial outbreak appeared to be ending. At the briefing in Geneva on Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said this new outbreak is near the northwestern city of Mbandaka in the DRC's Equator province. Provincial governor also confirmed 4 deaths on local radio. He said samples were sent to the INRC, the National Medical Research Headquarters in Kinshasa, for secondary confirmation. He urged the population to remain calm, maintain good personal hygiene, and not greet people with their hands. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.